Building Block 1, Part 1. Industriousness. Hard work. There is no substitute for work. Worthwhile results come from hard work and careful planning. Wooden. Industriousness has two components, work and planning. Let's start with work. There is no substitute for hard work. Most people have a tendency to look for shortcuts or at least for the easiest way to complete any given task. If we only put out a minimum effort, we might get by in some situations, but in the long run, we won't fully develop the talents that lie within us. I learned the importance of work on the farm where I was raised. My parents worked very hard and taught us to follow their example. There was time for play, but it always came after the chores were done. As a result, hard work became part of my nature. As a basketball player, I wanted to be in the best physical condition. There was a time when I'd tell myself, I'm going to be in better condition than anyone else. As I grew older, my thinking changed to, I'm going to be in the best possible condition that I can be. I had learned that I only have control over myself. I worked hard at playing basketball, and I was considered a very aggressive player. I was knocked to the floor a lot because I would drive to the basket and I would also go after loose balls. A sports writer nicknamed me the Indiana Rubber Man. He said that I bounced back up like a rubber ball. I received that nickname as a result of someone else observing my hard work. However, playing hard is not the same as being overly aggressive. Too much aggression results in a loss of control, which produces mistakes. While I was aggressive, I always tried to be under control. Off the court, I worked hard, too. In 1948, I became head basketball coach at UCLA. During my tenure in Westwood, I never took an extended break after the season was over. A couple weeks after our last game, I would begin research on some aspect of the sport. I would talk with other coaches, read books, and examine every angle. The season usually ended in March. My research would last for the entire off-season from March until the beginning of the next school year in the fall. I've always wanted to be the best I can be. I still do it, so I work at it. My knees and hips make it difficult to walk very far or stand very long, but I keep up with a busy speaking and traveling schedule. I continue to meet with individuals during the week, and I still answer every letter I receive. I used to read more than I do now. My eyes are failing some. I don't remember quite as well as I once did. My memory is going to. But I will continue to do the best I can with what I have. Although I don't know any other 94-year-olds who work as hard as I do, that is not the point. The only competition I have is with myself. Even at 94, I want to be the best I can be, and hard work is the only way to make this happen. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. But hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. Carty. Coach Wooden not only worked hard, but he also spent much of his life teaching others to put out a maximum effort. That's hard work in itself. It's a hard lesson that few people ever learn. Most people slack off when they think their lack of effort will go undetected. But there is someone who is always looking. God sees us every minute of every day, and He wants us to work as if what we were doing is a gift to Him. As the director of a Christian camp, I spent 5 years helping young people become the best they could be. The greatest challenge of the year was teaching summer staff members to apply Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7, "Work with enthusiasm, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." Few tasks are as taxing as serving campers for 9 weeks. The hours are long and the work is hard and thankless. The last 3 weeks separate the cream from the milk. Those who keep their commitments and give it their all willingly cover both for the slackers and for those who can't cut it and leave early. The staff members who endure learn that there is much more inside them than they ever imagined. They are the ones who are more apt to become all that they are capable of becoming. They are the ones who are more likely to find success, as Coach Wooden defines it. Working hard, digging deep, and bringing out the good from within us are the keys. The staff members who endured had dug deep within themselves for a few days. However, the trick is to commit to digging deep for a lifetime.